Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations and, yes, those true confessions of the soul, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Hello, 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 and welcome to True Confessions of the Soul Radio with Church Girl here. And yes, I am doing this one-on-one today because I wanted to take a whoosha moment, and I wanted to talk about something that was brought to my attention in reference to a little subject that we still get confused or we're just not sure about in church and not in church. And it's called repent versus forgiveness. And today I'm going to speak a little bit about repenting and then forgiveness. Okay. And no, I'm not going to get on my soapbox today. I'm not going to preach and teach and all that stuff, but I'm going to talk about it because this is something that is so crucial in our day-to-day relationships. It's crucial in our family. It's crucial in our marriage. It's crucial in our businesses and all the different types of relationships that we come through throughout this journey of life. And so I just want to take a pause, and I'm going to play some great music, and then I'm going to come back with the definition of repent, and then we're going to talk about it for a second because some of us still don't know what that means. So with that being said, which is my favorite word to say, we're going to listen to BB and CC Winans, I'm Lost Without You. We got to set the atmosphere because we got some repenting to do. Amen.
Life without you, so I'll state my claim. what I love about it. That's what I love about it. Oh, yeah. Hey, cause it won't ever go away. No.
All right, we are back. We are back. You are listening to True Confessions of the Soul Radio with the Church Girl, and I'm here one-on-one giving everybody a whoosha moment, and we are talking about repenting. And for those who don't know what the word repent means, it means to feel remorse, regret something you did, you know, you're kind of sorry about that thing you said. Yes. We're going to talk about the word repent because I had a question brought to me from one of the ladies that's in my ladies group. You know, I do that, the woman's group thing. And the question was, what's the difference between repenting versus asking for forgiveness? And so I thought that was a really good question because a lot of us, you know, we go through life and we say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Or when we, you know, do something wrong, we'd be like, oh, forgive me. Or if we flip and say that cuss word, yes, you do. I know you do it. And we say, oh, Lord, forgive me for that. And you know doggone well you did not repent. So let's find out. Let's real briefly, let me just give you the definition of repent. Okay? So the dictionary is defining the word repent as to feel such sorrow for sin or fault as to dispose and to change one's life for the better, you know, to remember or regard with self-reproach, to repent one's injustice to another, to feel sorry and to regret that thing. And, oh, Lord, please forgive me. That is repent, believe it or not. And so when we are repenting, this is how we should feel towards that, you know. Sometimes we say we're sorry and we're not sorry. And sometimes we say, oh, well, can you forgive me? And you're not sorry. And so a lot of times we think that we're going to be forgiven. And I have a scripture that I want to share with you, but I'm not going to share it yet. We're going to go back to some more music because I told you this show is going to be about some music because I got to get your spirit right, your mind right, and everything else right so we can learn what repentance is so we can have a fruitful relationship and we can go forth in love, happiness, and joy. I'm going to pause and we're going to go to some Never Would've Made It. Yes, Marvin Sapp, one of my favorite gospel artists. Coming up next right here, you're listening to True Confessions of the Soul with a Church Girl.
Never would've made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
All right, we are back. We are back, and you were just listening to Never Would Have Made It. You like my singing? Marvin Sapp. Yes, that is one of my favorite gospel artists, and I just love him. I just feel like I never would have made it. And today we are talking about repenting, and I just gave the definition of repenting, meaning to regret, feel sorry, remorseful, change of heart, change the way you think about that thing. And the reason why we're talking about that, because as you know, as we move into this journey of life, and we all want to get to that plateau of salvation, and we want to make it into heaven, right? I don't believe anybody wants to go to hell, regardless of what you believe. But one of the things I wanted to really let everyone know about repentance is that repentance is required first. And a lot of us don't do that. A lot of times we do things like, a prime example, we may run the red light over and over again. You know how you're rushing back and forth to work and he's like, oh, I'm late. Oh, that light. Oh, and you run the light and then you say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I hope you didn't see that. Or we'll do something or get angry. Mm-hmm. And what? That mouth get really quick, doesn't it? And we may curse someone out. Ooh, did I say cuss? Mm. We may curse someone out. Or we may talk inappropriately, or we may have some negative behavior. And then when we finish doing all that, we go, oh, well, Lord, forgive me, because, you know, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with that sister. She always knowing how to get on the right nerve on the right day at the right time. Hallelujah. And, you know, all of that is really unnecessary because God ain't listening to what you just said, and he's not forgiving you. Did I say the Lord ain't going to forgive you? Yeah. He's not going to forgive you if you don't repent first. So we have to get the act of repenting down pat. We have to understand that when we do things, we need to be sorry. If that thing wasn't right, if that's incorrect, you need to be remorseful about it. And not only remorseful and sorry, but to go and change the way you think about that. Example, I hate to use this example, but this is the only one I know that really touches base. If you're running that same red light, let's say you're on your way to work, putting on the mascara in the mirror, ladies. I know how we do, right? Trying to get them eyes right. Looking at the lip gloss. Yes, okay. And you run that red light one more again. And you go, oh, Lord, forgive me. But guess what? There's a child crossing. And now you ran the red light, right? Trying to be cute. Then you're going to say, Lord, forgive me. But then you hit a child. And then when you hit this child, of course, you're going to go, oh, my God, Lord, please don't let nothing. Please don't let this child be seriously hurt. Lord, please forgive me. I'll never do it again. Oh, God, hallelujah, right? You go into your hallelujah state and you go into a moment of worship because you're literally so sorry. You're so remorseful and you swear to yourself, I will never, ever run another red light ever again. And you make that testament into your soul and you say, I'll never do that again. Mm-hmm. And that, my friend, is repenting. That's what a true repentant heart and mind is, to totally say, not in a million years, I'll never do it again. And when we get to that state, now we can say, whew, now Lord, hey, how you doing up there? Can you please forgive me? Because I know I needed to stop at that red light and I shouldn't have ran it. And I know I should get up earlier and get my mascara on right and stop, you know, milking that clock, you know, like we do, milking that clock to the last 5 minutes, ladies. Gentlemen, you do it too. And so, you know, that's what repenting is. So, you know, I just wanted to really illustrate that to you all, what repenting is, because we need this repentive heart and this repentive mind if we're going to go forth in our relationships, as I mentioned previously. So I'm going to pause again. I want to get more music in because I really want you all to enjoy the music of this segment and the music quality that this show has. Next, I'm going to play a song by Mary Mary, Yesterday. And I love this song because it makes you remember some of the things you might have done yesterday. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was really like yesterdays. And it makes you remember how what you've been through and how we really are still coming through and walking through this walk. So keep it locked right here. You're listening to True Confessions, the Soul with the Church Girl 101.
Yesterday,
I decided.
All right. Mary, Mary, I love them. They can sing anything they want. All right, welcome back. Okay, so we were just talking about repentance, and now we're getting ready to say, okay, now one of the great things about repenting also is the fact that if you're good at being repentive and you have a repentive heart and a repentive mind and you're just one of those people that it seems like your conscience is very sensitive and you tend to be more sorrowful, like, you know, you can step on somebody's foot and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. You know, you are going to do really good in this life because, you know, the Word of God talks about to he who shows mercy, much mercy is shown back. And so if you want people to forgive you and forget about your stuff that you be doing to them, guess what? You reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to have to forgive and forget, or you're going to have to repent too and say, Lord, help me. And also one of the great things about repenting is for the lovers out there who are scripturally correct. And I'll talk about that on another segment. But the great thing about relationships, and if you're in a relationship with that significant other, and, you know, we don't always say everything right, and we get on each other's nerves. We want to just nudge him like, ugh, I know he ain't saying nothing to me today. And, you know, we all feel like that. I know I do sometimes. But the thing is, we have to be repentive in our relationships to our spouses and our significant others. Because it's so important. If you plan on maintaining that relationship, you definitely have to be able to forgive, and you have to have a repentant heart. You have to be sorry about some things, because when you're sorry and you repent truly, you're going to change the way you think about that thing. And ladies, you know, I don't want to be one to really harp on ladies, but this is a woman's ministry that I do. So I tend to talk to the women a lot because I'm a woman, and it ain't no place that I feel like I can't go with another woman, all right? Because we just do that, ladies. You know how we do. But the thing about us is that we are very emotional, and we can get, and we're hormonal. Let me not forget about the hormones. And so a lot of times we tend to get, you know, our feelings get hurt very easily. And when our feelings get hurt, we tend to hold that grudge. You know, we hold that memory. Matter of fact, we just hold the entire offense, the hurt and everything. And a lot of times we just don't release it. We just move on to the next day. But we kind of keep that buried inside of us. And the sad thing about that is, you know, you really don't want to carry somebody else's pain and somebody's hurt that they did to you. You know, and I know it's hard. Everybody says, oh, it's easy for you to say, or that ain't easy to do, just to be forgiving somebody who really hurt you. I know it's not easy. I ain't say it was, but we still do it. Because if you don't do it, you can never get forgiven. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm going to step all the way out there in the water all by myself. And I'm going to show you a scripture that says it. You cannot have forgiveness if you do not repent and forgive others. It kind of makes sense, don't it? You can't ask God for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me, please, and make me right. And I want a closer walk with Jesus. Okay? And then you walking around being mean, hateful, and spiteful, and vindictive, and holding all type of mean, nasty emotions and vengeance all in your heart. I'm going to get him. He think he going to talk to me that kind of way. Oh, you did me wrong? You ain't going to never see your kids again. Wait on it. Ladies, come on. We do this. But the thing about it is, we're emotional and we're sensitive and we get, you know, we're vulnerable. So forgiveness, yes, we have to do it. Forgiveness, letting go of the grudge and the bitterness. When someone you care about hurts you, you can hold on to that anger, resentment, and thoughts of revenge. Or you can embrace forgiveness and just move forward. That sounds real easy, right? I know it's not easy. And it truly takes a lot of prayer to get to that point. Nearly everyone, I'm going to read this to you, by the way. Nearly everyone has been hurt by the actions or words of another. Perhaps your mother criticized you, your parenting skills, like, you don't know how to raise no child. Or your colleague might have sabotaged the project, messed you up, made you look bad. Or, the worst, maybe your partner had an affair on you and you're just crushed and you're just broken and you really don't know what to do. Well, you know, the saddest thing about everything is these things happen to us every single day. There's another woman being hurt. There's another man being betrayed. You know, our children are learning how to hold hurt and grudges. Can we talk about that? Let's take it all the way down to the children. So if we don't have it in us to release hurt and vengefulness and all of that, guess what? Your kids look at you and they're like, my mama been hating my auntie for years. And so they learn how to do it. And then next thing you know, we're breeding what we don't want. And then when our society, you know, spins off into this era of rebellion and disobedience and lack of love and everybody hate each other and, you know, and all this stuff is going on, we're like, oh, wow, what happened, Lord? What happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. I can tell you a lot of people have been walking around with unrepentant hearts and unrepentant minds. So we definitely don't want that. Okay, so I'm going to go to some music real quick. I'm going to pause right here because I don't want to suck up too much. I want to really get you right. I want this in your spirit. All right? So let's listen to, you know, I like Kirk Franklin. You know, because Kirk Franklin, he does everything, don't he? I mean, he started off with Stomp, and now he's all up in another rim. Kirk Franklin coming up next on True Confessions with a Church Girl. Come on, Kirk. My life is in your hands. We're going to get to this forgiveness phase, and we're going to Kirk Franklin. Keep it locked right here. This is the Church Girl, and you're listening to True Confessions of the Soul.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands. Listen.
The tests and trials
They seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to be found.
Remember, 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 there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away.
I know he will. And if,
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can help you.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can help.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
no
it is.
No matter what you may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hands.
With him, I know I can take it.
With him I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
what
they come. Yeah. Jesus,
my life is in.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My Jesus, my life is in. Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
With him, I know I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in.
Hallelujah. Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus,
I feel it all in my spirit right now. I feel it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way,
no matter what,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, his grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, we are back and we're talking about repenting and forgiveness and what's the difference between the two. Now, I have just shared a lot of ways to repent and some examples of why and when and how we need to repent. And so now I'm going to spend a little bit of time on forgiveness, because forgiveness is the easy part. Believe it or not, that is it. Well, yeah, I'm going to say it's easier. It's easier than repenting, because a lot of times we don't feel sorry for the stuff we do. You know, if somebody really hurt your feelings, you're pretty content on doing what you want to do to them or saying what you want to say. But to be repentant and be sorrowful about that thing, that's going to take a little bit more time. But the forgiveness part. Now, one, forgiveness comes from, one, the one and only, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's where our forgiveness is ultimately through. And so in the Bible, it talks in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. It says, for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men of their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. See, I told you. Didn't I tell you that? And guess who said that? Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said that. He said, if you don't forgive people, God ain't going to forgive you. So you can go ahead and sit in church all day and you can pray and you can fast 20 different ways and you can do all the hollering and screaming you want. But if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you did not repent, then God going to forgive you. Okay, you don't like it? Too bad. Go to the scriptures. Take it up with the Lord. Because it says it right here. And it says in 1 John 1 and 9, I love this quote scriptures. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness. So we got to be able to confess our sins. He said, I'm going to forgive you, you know. But, you know, it's all about forgiveness and repenting. And I will continue this series if we need to talk about it more. But what I want you to do, I really want you to tune into my show on May 3rd. We have a live show with the G Network. One of the G Network hosts, Tiara, will be here on our show next week sharing and being our co-host. Hey, girl, I can't wait till she get here. And also, you definitely want to continue to listen to the show. You can email me your confessions at trueconfessionsradio@gmail.com or visit True Confessions Radio Facebook page and like my page. Post something nice on it and let me know what you think about the show. Okay? Well, I got some more music lined up for you, and I'm going to bid you farewell. And the music I got coming up is Charles Jenkins, Awesome, followed by Hezekiah, Second Chance, and Bishop Paul Morton, Praise Thy Way Through. Thank you so much. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl. This is Laura signing off.
How many of y'all know when the scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not? Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work, but sometimes we get weary in the work. And when you're working for God, he didn't say you will never get tired. Amen. But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you. Is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to press your way through. You got to push right through it. The blessing is in the pressing. And when you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had the press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you something. Young folk go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen to this song. The song says this.
Press my way through. I don't know about you, but I'm going to press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through.
Every day I'm pressing my way through.
Pressing my way through. God is something waiting. Must press my way.
Pentecostal boy here, Tony, say.
Press my way through.
Sing it, Tony, sing.
Press my way through. Woo. I just can't give up now.
I need a witness in here tonight.
I've got to press my way through.
Let's go, yeah. Keep on pushing.
Press my way through.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to press my way through. God's got something waiting. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got to press my way through.
Stay right there, stay right. Y'all help me sing. Press my way.
Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through.
Can't give up.
Press my way.
I gotta press my
press
way through.
My way through.
Oh, 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 oh. God got something waiting. Stay right there. God got something waiting.
Come on, y'all, help me sing.
God got something.
God has something waiting.
For every tear you had to shed,
God has something waiting.
Every night you stayed up all night,
God has something waiting.
God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do. Yeah.
God has something waiting.
Hold on. Anybody?
anybody gonna hold on? I said, anybody gonna hold on? Anybody ever felt like giving up? Anybody ever felt like throwing in the towel? Anybody ever said, I ain't going back no more? Well, I got good news for you tonight. If you can hold on just a little while longer, touch somebody and tell them help is on the way. Come on and tell somebody help is on the way. Woo. Come on and tell them help is on the way. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God got something waiting.
God got something waiting.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Say it again, y'all. God is on.
God is something waiting.
How many of y'all been working hard in church? And look like the more you work, the lesser folk appreciate you. Well, I want you to know payday is coming after a while. I said payday is coming after a while. You just remember one thing. God is something waiting.
God is something.